So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, seventh canto, chapter 3, text 14, 15, and 16. So on the board there is display only the chapter 16. I will read the chapter 14. It's correct? 14 yesterday was not done, yeah? Who was here yesterday for class? You remember? No. They told me 14, 15, 16, so I'm doing what they say. Sorry? 15? 13 yesterday, so 14, 15, 16, correct. Iti vijabito devar bhagavan atmana ripa parito brigudadasyar yayayu dayatesvaramam. I read the translation. O king, being thus informed by the demigods, the most powerful Lord Brahma, accompanied by Bhrigu, Daksha, and other great sages, immediately started for the place where Hiranyakashipu was performing his penances and austerity. Purport. Lord Brahma was waiting for the austerity performed by Hiranyakashipu to mature so that he could go there and offer benediction according to Hiranyakashipu's desire. Now, taking the opportunity of being accompanied by the demigods and great saintly person, Brahma went there to award him the benediction he desired. Then text 15 and 16. I read first the text 15, which is not written on the board. Nana darsha prajichannam valmikya trinakichakai pipili ka birachirnam medastvan mamsa sonitam. We read together the 16th sloka. Tapantas tapasya lokan yatabri bhapi zam ravim vilaksha vishmita praha asamstam hamsavahana tapantam tapasalokam yatabrapi hitam ravim vilaksha vishvami mita praha asamstaram savahana tapantam tapasalokam yatabrapi hitam ravim vilaksha vishmita praha asamstam ham savahana. Not. దదర్శా సో ప్రతిచ్ఛన్నం కవర్ వాల్మీక్యా బెన్ ఎంటిల్ త్రీనా గ్రాస్ కచకై అండ్ బ్యాంబూ స్టిక్స్ పిపిలా కబి బై ద ఎండ్స్ అచిర్ణం ఈటెన్ ఆల్ అరౌండ్ మేధ హూస్ ఫ్యాట్ ట్వాక్ స్కిన్ మంస ద ఫ్లెష్ సునితం అండ్ ద బ్లడ్ తపంతం హీటింగ్ తపస్సా బై సెవీర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ పెనెన్సెస్ లోకన్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ వర్డ్స్ యథా జస్ట్ యాస్ హబ్రా బై క్లౌడ్స్ అపిహితం కవర్డ్ రావిం ద సన్ వికక్ష్యా సీన్ విష్మితః స్ట్రక్ విత్ వండర్ ప్రాహ సెడ్ హాసన్ స్మైలింగ్ తం టు హిమ్ హంసవాహన లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మా రైడ్స్ ఎ స్వాన్ ఎయిర్ప్లేన్ Translation by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma, who is carried by his swan airplane, at first could not see where Hiranyakashipu was, for Hiranyakashipu's body was covered by an anthill and by grass and bamboo sticks. Because Hiranyakashipu had been there for a long time, the ants had devoured his skin, fat, flesh and blood. Then Lord Brahma and the demigods spotted him, resembling a cloud-covered sun, eating all the worlds by his austerity. Struck with wonder, Lord Brahma began to smile and then addressed him as follows. If you like, please repeat after me. Lord Brahma, who is carried by a swan airplane, at first could not see where Hiranyakashipu was, for Hiranyakashipu's body was covered by an anthill and by grass and bamboo sticks. Because Hiranyakashipu had been there for a long time, the ants had devoured its skin, fat, flesh and blood. Then Lord Brahma and the demigods spotted him, resembling a cloud-covered sun, eating all the worlds by his austerity. Struck with wonder, Lord Brahma began to smile and then addressed him as follows. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The living entity can live merely by his own power, without the help of skin, marrow, bone, blood, and so on, because it is said, Asangoyam Purusha, the living entity has nothing to do with the material covering. Hiranyakashipu performed a severe type of tapasya, austerity, for many long years. Indeed, it is said that he performed the tapasya for 100 heavenly years. Since one day of the demigods equals 6 of our months, certainly this was very long time. By nature's own way, his body had been almost consumed by earthworm, ants, and other parasites. However, Brahma could ascertain, therefore, even Brahma was at first unable to see him. Later, however, Brahma could ascertain where Hiranyakashipu was. Brahma was struck with wonder to see Hiranyakashipu's extraordinary power to execute tapasya. Anyone would conclude that Hiranyakashipu was dead,
because his body was covered in so many ways. But Lord Brahma, the supreme living being in this universe, could understand that Hiranyakashipu was alive by covered with material elements. It is also to be noted that although Hiranyakashipu performed this austerity for long, long time, he was nevertheless known as Daitya and Rakshasa. It would be seen from verse to follow that even great saintly persons could not perform such a severe type of austerity. Why then was the called a Rakshasa or a Daitya? It is because whatever he did was for his own sense gratification. His son Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old, and so what could Prahlad do? Yet, simply by performing a little devotional service, according to the instructions of Narada Muni, Prahlada became so dear to the Lord that the Lord came to save him. Whereas Hiranyakashipu, in spite of all his austerity, was killed. This is the difference between devotional service and all the other methods of perfection. One who performs severe austerity for sense gratification is fearful to the entire world, whereas a devotee who performs even a slight amount of devotional service is a friend to everyone. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. Since the Lord is the well-wisher of every living entity, and since a devotee assumes the quality of the Lord, a devotee also acts for everyone's good fortune by performing devotional service. Thus, although Hiranyakashipu performed such a severe austerity, he remained a Daitya and a Rakshasa, whereas Prahlad Maharaj, although born in the same Daitya father, became the most exalted devotees and was personally protected by the Supreme Lord. Bhakti is therefore called Sarvapadini Vimuttam, indicating that a devotee is free from all material designations and Anya Viladita Nyunyam, situated in a transcendental position, free from all material desires. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Idam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Pastatali Satarine Vancha Kalpa Garubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Shri Gaur Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in these wonderful pastimes of the Lord, we can see how Hiranyakashipu is performing terrible austerities. For many, many thousands of years, the calculation here, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that 6 months of our time is equal to the day of the demigods, and then there is a night. So, one own full year is equal to, one day and one night, 24 hours of the demigods. And Hiranyakashipu performed this for thousands and millions of years. And then, also in the previous verse, we find out that Brahma was waiting for the tapasya to be matured. This is also a very important point. In a certain amount of time, it has to be passed before we do something. Just like Our Lady, when they get pregnant, they had to wait for 9 months. Srila Prabhupada explained that a newly wedded wife wants a child immediately, but that's not possible. So time is there for everything. And we can see here how Hiranyakashipu performed terrible austerity, in this forest. So much so that he was completely covered by ant hills, and bamboo stick and grass. Even immediately they couldn't find out where he was. And everybody thought he would be dead by that time. But Brahma could see how the living entity can survive in the most austere and incredible condition. But this Srila Prabhupada explained very nicely how this austerity he performed, and eventually Brahma wanted to satisfy his desire. And then when we can see in the future how when Brahma asked him, okay, what do you want? And he say, I want to be immortal. See, this is the demoniac mentality. He wanted to be immortal. Technically the soul is immortal, but he wanted to be mortal in that body. And Brahma telling him, it's not possible, I am not immortal, I'm going to die. And then Hiranyakashipu thought, I am very smart, I'm smarter than Brahma, so I'm going to cheat everybody and become immortal anyway. And then he said, you cannot kill me in the morning, not in the afternoon, not in the night, not by any weapon, not in this way, not in that way. And Brahma said, yes, tatastu, 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 okay, okay, okay. But he never thought that God is the greatest cheater. Krishna say, of all cheaters, I am the greatest cheater. So he comes and he takes a form which completely match opposite to what Hiranyakashipu's boon is. It's not a demigod, it's not the animal, it's not a human, it's not a man, it's not this. He's not in the night, he's not in the day, he's not killing with any weapon, but he kills him. So that's a beautiful understanding we should have about God, Krishna. Of course, there is a famous slogan which Srila Prabhupada mentioned many, many times. What is that? If Krishna wants to protect you, no one can kill you. And if Krishna wants to kill you, no one can protect you. Who remembers the Bengali slogan? What is it? Mare Krishna Rakeke, Rake Krishna Mareke. So that slogan Hiranyakashipu did not know. If he was aware of the slogan, he would think twice how to get some proper different type of benediction. So, but his only purpose was that he wanted to become like God. This is the problem with the living entity. All of us, on some point in our life, we think we want to become the controller. Of course, in Christian religion, they explain the original sin, Adam and Eve, they eat the apple. But in the Vedic scriptures, explain envy. We are with Krishna, we are very happy and satisfied, but somehow we feel like, hey, why Krishna is God, he's enjoying so much? Why I cannot be like him? And when we think like that, we go like a rocket sky down to the material world. And Krishna say, okay, you want to enjoy? Here I am to enjoy. There's only me. And everybody else, you know, enjoy with me. But if you want to be independent, there is a nice place there. It's called the material world. You will be covered by the three modes of material nature. And Dukala Yamasaswatam, you can think you are the boss, you can think you are God, you can do so many things. You can play in that stage. Go and perform like an actor. Sometimes we see the devotee that perform a nice act. They dress up like Brahma, they dress up like Hiranyakashipu, and they perform nice act. So similar, the living entity come into the material world in illusion, thinking, this time I'm going to become God. And he says that the living entity, when he falls down, first become Brahma. And then from Brahma goes down, 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 down. And then in a cycle of birth and death, sometimes Brahma, sometimes man, sometimes bird, sometimes fish, sometimes tree, 8,400,000 different species of life. It's not a joke. It's quite a long time. We have been all this. We see the monkey running, we were monkey also. We see the ants in the floor, we were the ants. We see the bird flying in the sky, we were the birds. So we went through all these forms. But now we have come to this human form of life where we can actually inquire about the truth, finish this business once for all, go back home, back to Godhead. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the first sloka aphorism of the Vedanta Sutra, it says that now that we are human beings, we must inquire about the absolute truth. So this is very, very important that we do that. That's the priority in our life. And then after inquiry about the absolute truth, we come to know who is Krishna, who is God. Then what we do next? We want to serve Him. And how we want to serve Him? We want to serve Him with love, with bhakti, with devotion. Because Krishna said, bhaktya mam abhijanati, you can only know me through devotion. So many people perform austerities, so many people perform jagya, so many people perform puja, but no one can know God. Why? God can reveal Himself in our heart only if we develop devotion. Premanjana charita bhakti vilo chanena, only if we put ointment on our eyes, that ointment of devotion, then we can see Krishna. If we don't have that, we can be anything. Brahma, Indra, thousands of demigods are there. But they're all busy fighting with the demon, fighting amongst themselves, scared that somebody's gonna take their position. We see Indra, he's all scared. He's the king of heavenly planet. He's always scared. As soon as he sees somebody performing austerity, he sends some beautiful apsara dancing. Woo, I'm here, why are you performing austerity? Simply by hearing the tinkling of the bell, the sages fall down. Why? Because Indra is scared. Somebody's gonna take my position. But devotees, they're not scared. Devotees want to perform devotional service. In whatever circumstances, you may have position, you may have not position. What is the best service we can offer to the Lord? In this Kali Yuga, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Vakevalam, Kalo Vanastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Gatiranyata. We maybe think we are doing great service, managing this, being the temple president, being the GBC, being the whatever, I don't know, whatever position. But if we forget to chant Hare Krishna purely with love, it's all saiva eva kevalam, it's a waste of time. Because at one point we're going to die. And we're gonna leave everything behind. Our bank balance, our iPad, our computer, our iPhone, our 5G, whatever, our bank balance, our car, our motorcycle, everything. So if we struggle and work very hard to get some material possession, because we are devotees, so-called devotees, but we become attached to all these things, we become conditioned by all these things, and then we lose the focus, which is going back home, back to Godhead, with love and devotion. Then we're stuck into the material world again, in a cycle. Sansara dhava nalalita loka. Prabhupada said, we desire one rasgulla, again we have to come back in the material world to eat the rasgulla. So, my dear brother and sister, let's analyze our heart. Because anya vilatita sunyam. Sunyam means no material desires. Now, we have to understand scientifically what is material, what is spiritual. Now, of course, in the name of yukta vairagya, we can have big palace, we can have computers, we can have Rolls Royce, we can have car, all these things. But are we attached to all these things? If we are not, no problem. We can have all these things. We can use them with the devotee in service of the Lord. But if we are attached, hey, this is mine. My bicycle, my motorcycle, my car, my helicopter, whatever, mine, my family, whatever, anything. So then we are completely wasting our time. We transfer our attachment from material We think it's spiritual, but it's not spiritual. Now again, if we use everything in the service of the Lord, because the Lord is supplying to us, without attachment we can use everything. But if we become attached to these things and we forget Krishna, what is the great devotee things? You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. If by becoming Brahma, I forget you, the Lord, I don't want to become Brahma. If I can be a worm in the house of the devotee and hear your holy name, let me become a worm. This is the example of the Acharyas. Otherwise, we're stuck again in the so-called material world. It looks like spiritual, but our material attachment is not gone. We're still attached to all these things. So Lord Chaitanya explained, who are we? We are eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of God. But if we are thinking, oh, I am brahmachari, I am grihastha, I am vanaprastha, I am sannyasi, I am brahmana, I am kshatriya, I am vaishyan, sudra, I am a pandit, I am this, I am that, again, we are stuck to this material designation. We have to go beyond that. So in order to do that, we have to come out from the mentality of being kanista. What is a kanista mentality? One who sees God only in the temple. He doesn't recognize the body, he doesn't recognize other living entity, he doesn't know how the material world works, and we're stuck. We have to rise above the kanista mentality and go at least to the Madhyama, if not Uttam. Srila Prabhupada wanted that we become all Uttamadhikari. But at least we should raise from this kanista mentality of thinking, I, me, mine, you know, and see only Krishna in the temple. We see Krishna in the temple, we give 5 rupees donation, that's it. And then we don't see anybody else. I'm devotee. Everybody is in Maya. Everybody's a karmi. So that's dangerous mentality. So we have to rise from the platform of Kanista and come to the Madhyama, which is a good platform for preaching also. Because we start to see all the living entities, they're all part and parcel of Krishna. You know, they're all in different body. And they're all hankering for that drop of love of Krishna consciousness. So we have the power to give this Krishna consciousness to all the fallen conditioned soul. But God help those who help themselves. So first we have to practice what we preach. Otherwise we become like the Christian. They give nice sermon on Sunday, but then they drink wine, and they do smoke cigarette, they eat meat, and they do many other things which we don't want to say. So we have to be honest with ourselves. Better to be a honest sweeper of the street than a false spiritualist. So in order to make advancement, we have to know where we stand today. We may not Uttamadhikari, we may not Madhyamadhikari, we may be whatever we are, but from that place, we can go the next level. This is a scientific process of Krishna consciousness. We can think whatever we want, but the reality is reality. Wherever we are, we are. So it's like a person who is sick. A child sometimes is sick, and he's telling the mother, no, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. But the mother knows that he has to take the child to the doctor, because otherwise the fever becomes intense and creates some damage in his brain, on her brain. So the child may think, oh, no, I'm okay, I'm just a little hot. But the mother, who is a loving parent, the father, they want to see that the child is healthy. So the healthy position is to be in Krishna consciousness. The healthy position is to be engaged in the service of the Lord. The healthy position of Krishna consciousness is to help all the living entity to conquer death. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a strong desire in his heart to distribute this love of God to everyone. Especially in this Kali Yuga. So this Kali Yuga is a blessed place. It's a blessed time. Because in this Kali Yuga, very quickly, we can go back home, back to God. In one lifetime, Prabhupada said, what he say? Follow the four regular principles, chant 16 rounds, perform devotional service, you go back home, back to God. And it's a process which is susukam kartum abhyayam. It's very joyfully performed. The devotees are chanting, they are dancing, there are garland, there is flowers. If you are part of some other religion, you know, they do all kind of funny stuff. Yeah. But we are chanting, we are dancing. Golokera Premadan, Harinam, Sankirtan. This is coming from the spiritual world. Krishna is so merciful, he's coming. Take my holy name. Chant Hare Krishna. Go back home, back to God. Simple. It says the demigods, they're waiting to take birth in Kali Yuga in the family of devotees, because those smart demigods, they want to go back home, back to God. They don't want to get stuck for millions of years in the heavenly planet with the dancing girl, with the phantasmagoria, with the all nice food, with the all nice things. But still, it's a waste of time. It says when the devotee go back home, back to God, the demigod sees them from their airplane and they see, wow, what a great soul, these people. We are stuck in this airplane, we are stuck with a beautiful girl, we are stuck with a beautiful food, we are stuck with our position. But this devotee, they go like a rocket back home to the Vaikuntha, to the spiritual world. So sometimes they think, these people are the smart people. Let me go and take birth in Kali Yuga, you know, on this planet, on Mrityuloka. And let me take birth in a family of devotees so I can chant. And in this lifetime, I can go back home, back to God. So I'd like to conclude here. I'd like to thank you very much for listening. If you have any question, or you have any comments, I'd like to appreciate. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I told that living it, when he first falls down in material world, he becomes Brahma. But in one of the purports, Prabhupada is mentioning that from Brahma Loka, no one comes down. At the time of annihilation, everyone goes back to home, back to body.
If Brahma becomes realized, he says, Prabhupada says, if Brahma becomes realized, then along with him, all the people from the planet goes back home, back to God. If Brahma becomes realized. Sometimes there is no living entity. Brahma is a position. So sometimes there is no living entity who become Brahma. Krishna expands himself to become Brahma. But, you know, the desire of the living entity is the desire. See, in this sloka we see how Brahma wants to give the boon according to the desire of Hiranyakashipu. So what is our force in our heart? It is our desire. So therefore we have to learn to control our desire. We should desire what is good for us. Sometimes we become contaminated with material desires, or yoga desire, perfection, mystic yoga, or desire for wealth. There are thousands and millions of desires. So Prahlad Maharaj want to add only desire how to please Krishna. So that's what we want to learn. If we desire to please Krishna, then only we become qualified to go back home, back to God. As long as we are contaminated by the three modes of material nature, as long as we are influenced by material desire, we have to come back again. So desire, desire, desire. How we can develop desire? By association. How we can develop desire? By reading the scripture. How we can develop desire? By listening from the great devotees about the pastime of the Lord. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said that if every day we read one story of Krishna book, each pastime can remove one anartha from our heart. So sometimes it's not abnormal to have desire, because we, the living entity, have desire. Now the idea is how we can purify the desire. And now we can remove expertly those unwanted desires. So by listening to Krishna's pastime, we can remove all these anarthas from our heart. It's not complicated. We don't have to go to Himalaya, shivering in a cold river in the winter time. We don't have to go in Rajasthan and put fire around us so we can control our mind, no. We just have to listen to Krishna Katha. And we just have to chant nice quality Ram with attentiveness. And it's a process. In due course of time, all these things will go. And firmly establishing your heart, pure devotional service will be there. So desire is there. Maybe somebody is in Brahma Loka, but he desires to become Brahma. So he stopped there. So like that. Desire is very important. I hope this answers your question. Yeah, it's in the Bhagavatam. It's there. Prabhupada explained. In many classes also he explained. You can find the reference in Wikipedia. I mean in the, what is called, Vanipedia. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hiranyakashipu was trying for getting boon from Lord Brahma. So we have heard of Ashtasiddhis, Anima, Laghima, like that. Anima, Laghima, Prapti. And so is it not possible that a devotee can use those siddhis in the service of the Lord?
Devotee have siddhis, but they don't display them. See, siddhis are perfection, yogi perfection. Whenever there's a need, Krishna will empower us to utilize those siddhis in the service of the Lord. Otherwise, what will happen is that if we start to manifest a desire for the siddhis, then we think, again we become puffed up. We think, I'm better than this guy, I'm better than that guy, I can float in the space, and then people, I can read people's mind, I can take anything from anywhere. Will this satisfy the Lord? He is the owner of the universe. Yeah? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Param Bam Bam. Everything belongs to Him. So if we develop pure love for Krishna, that is what will please Krishna. Whether we have money or no money. Whether we have position or no position. The only thing which will satisfy Krishna and will connect with Krishna is bhakti. Bhaktyamama bijananti. So all these siddhis, actually, they become impediment in the life of devotees. Because it can make us feel proud. Even on the platform of sattva guna, Prabhupada explained, the brahmanas, they become proud. Because they think, you know, if you are in the mood of goodness, you see everything in a different way. You are one step ahead of other people who are in mood of passion, of ignorance. But that's also one type of conditioning, Srila Prabhupada explained. So we have to go to transcendence. But there are pastimes. There was Rasikananda. There's a pastimes, I don't know if you heard. One morning he was brushing his teeth with the twigs, with a neem stick. So some of his disciples came, Guru Maharaj, come and see. There is this great yogi is flying on the broom. And he said, okay, don't bother. It's not important. Continue brushing his teeth. Then some other devotee came. Please, please, Gurudev, come and see, come and see. This great yogi is flying on a broomstick. So many people came. He said, this is nothing. It's not important. Why are your people freaking out? Then what he did, he took his stick. He put him between his legs. He flew around the ashram and came back. And he said, can you leave me alone? Let me brush my teeth. What's a big dick flying? There's so many birds flying. So what is a big thing? And everybody was shocked. So it's not that the devotee don't have mystic power. Devotee have mystic powers. They can. But why? For attracting people like Sai Baba? He's dead. The real power is the power of devotion, which will promote you to eternal life. All these other things, they are temporary. Does this answer your question? Thank you. Any other question from the side? Ladies? Prabhus? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Srimad Bhagavatam class ki, Jai Hari Bol.